got light skin Keisha in the building.
We got another guest today.
So I know the girls know who you are. Everybody know who you are. Right. But for the people who don't know, just introduce us and tell us about yourself.
I am a light skin Keisha, aka Big Bang Bisha, and yeah.
Period. That's all you got to say.
Wait a minute. Are you?
Oh, you are a relationship. We are very much not. Right. So the first topic very we wanted single. To talk about today is holding somebody down and fighting for your relationship versus leaving. Mm-hmm. Because I'm a leave. I can't. As soon as a nigga, like, I text a nigga, he don't text me back in 3 minutes. I'm like, you know what? I'm posting Instagram posts. You know what? I'm a real.
I'm texting another nigga already.
Yeah, I know.
That's the problem.
You'd be better off with a 300-pound fat next door who's shy. She can, you know, bring you a slice of birthday cake on your birthday or something like that. That slice of birthday cake from a 300-pound is worth $10 million compared to anything you get out of these things. Because these things ain't nothing but a waste of your time.
See, and this is why women who are in relationships should stay far, far, far away from women who aren't in a relationship, even if that means cutting off their friends.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
This may have sounded cool at 16, 18, maybe even 21. At 30, 35, 40, it's fucking pathetic. I cut a dude off if he don't text me back in 3 minutes. That's not a flex. You getting old.
Grow the fuck up. Grow up.
That's why we need you.
Okay, so what y'all want to know?
So are you a hold him down? I'm not leaving. We gonna work things out.
Well, when you say hold him down, like, what do you mean? Because, like, what? Like, hold down what?
Like, hold down the relationship.
You mean,
like,
it's depending
men,
on what happened.
Yeah, like, sometimes men mess up.
Yeah.
Sometimes, you know, men aren't perfect. They might slide in somebody's DMs. Or they might be out, get drunk, passed out, not answer your phone call. Like, stuff like that, it'll make me put my guard back up. I won't necessarily stop talking to you, but I always just feel like it's so many bitches. Especially in Atlanta. We live in Atlanta. We know how it is out here. So I just feel like if a nigga's not doing, you know, paying attention to me, giving me the time, it's like, okay, you giving your time to somebody else.
Especially in a dating stage.
Right.
You know, I think it's easy to be not interested anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel also it just depends on what type of man you're going for, too. So therefore, you have to hold yourself accountable for what type of guys you're going for. Because if you thinking already like that, like you going into a situation where you feel like, oh, he finna be cheating or he finna be f***ing with somebody else, then that's not the one for you.
Oh my gosh, I've never thought about that.
Subscribe and hit the bell. It really helps the channel grow. Like and comment as well. Thank you. She said the word accountability. Hold yourself accountable. Their spirit is already bothered. They don't want to hear none of that nonsense. There's plenty of dudes in these chicks' inbox who they know wouldn't pass out drunk at the bar. And they want nothing to do with them dudes.
The whole reason why I really didn't, like, you know, pursue it because he was a good guy.
But what's your end goals? Like, what do y'all want to be? Do you guys want to be somebody's wife? What do you want to be?
Yeah, see, we talk about that all the time on the show. Sometimes I don't really know if I necessarily want to get married.
Do you
want to
have kids?
I do want to have kids, but I'm not sure if I want to get married.
What kind of shit is that?
So why do you... This is my question.
Okay.
Why do you want to have kids? But why? Okay, so you don't want to have kids. So okay, you a different story. But you,
okay,
you want to have kids, but you don't know if you want to get married. So that means that you already gonna be. You're planning to already bring this child into and have a deficit in their life.
You're not as dumb as you look.
Right.
I mean, I feel like if I find the right person, we could get married. I just sometimes I don't really have a lot of faith in
these
niggas.
But do you have to find the right person to have the baby?
I do think I have to find the right person to have a kid, but I also feel like I'm in a position where I'm doing things for my own, so I would completely be okay with having to take on that responsibility by myself as far as financial shit.
Oh, what a strong woman. Hear me roar. Such a strong woman.
They want the baby. And they want the man's money. They never had dreams of a family. Because she still want to do what she want to do. B-dubs don't want to be under any man's authority. And they don't want to be responsible for other humans for the most part. Because even if she had a baby, she's going to be dropping it off to grandma's and all that and daycare and yada, yada, yada. So she can go back to pop and pee in the club. When woes say they want a baby, they want a baby. They don't want an 8-year-old.
I don't think that's okay.
Ooh. don't think it's okay neither, but I feel like it's the reality of, like, the generation that we live in, because I just feel like that's how most of these niggas are. I do.
No, those are the niggas that you going after. You got to find somebody that's going to.
But I don't really be going after nobody. It be the people that be coming after me. I don't go. If we being honest, like,
you're so dumb. You are really dumb. For real.
But you're accepting their advances. They're square dudes. You a good-looking black woman. They're square dudes going after you, too. And you ain't accepting their advances. So I just ended that argument off top.
If you're giving your attention to these people, mm-hmm. then, you know what I'm saying, that's what's going, you know? But I just feel like you, women, we have to take accountability as far as, like, where we're giving our attention to.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? The type of man that we're giving our attention to.
I agree.
Me personally, I want marriage to be a thing again.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I want women to feel like they should be able to get married because y'all deserve that. Why not? You know what I'm saying?
I mean, I want it to be a thing again, too. I talk about it all the time on the show, how I grew up in a two-parent household. My parents were married my whole life, but I just feel like niggas don't be built like how my daddy was no more. They really don't.
Your two-parent household failed you miserably. Look, I don't want to blame them. They may be decent people. Because once these chicks get out in the streets, their peers and experiences out in the streets mold them more than what their parents taught them from, you know, birth to 12 or whatever. You know what I mean?
I feel sorry for your mother.
Like, niggas don't be built like how my daddy was no more. They really don't.
I feel you. But there are some dudes out there that's built like that.
Yeah.
And it's going to take time, but...
You can find one.
But time is kind of ticking.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
It is.
What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Lex P.
And it's your girl, Dre Nicole.
Now, y'all know we like to get our drink on. And we ain't sipping Follies no more. We done upgraded.
I beg your pardon?
We don't drink Follies no more. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. You can't make this shit up, people. You cannot make this shit up.
This is the type of ammo the premises love. Yo, 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 what up, dog? We don't drink them 40s on the corner no more. We don't hit the liquor store with the bag over the 40 no more. We sipping that good stuff.
We do say, like, the type of man that you're supposed to date, like, you supposed to date somebody that has ambition, that can do stuff for you, but a lot of things get misconstrued on this podcast because a lot of times people think we're saying, like, you're supposed to have, everything needs to be transactional, and we do not condone that.
We don't subscribe.
Nigga, you lying.
Because a lot of women nowadays want, like, transactional things, like, you have to do A, B, C, D, E, F, and it's like...
Me. Right. And if you're not doing it, I'm not going to...
Right. So I feel like a lot of times, you know, women go into relationships and they need somebody to, like, take care of them. They're looking for somebody to save them.
Yeah. And then what are you doing in return?
Right.
See, I say that all the time.
What type of woman are you? I want to know. Mm-hmm. Like, what you would do if you're in a relationship, like, what you do?
What you mean?
I don't think she could read. I don't think she could write. I don't think she know her ABCs.
The fact that she even said what you mean, because they don't even compute that. I'm giving them P. That's what I bring to the table. I'm existing around them. That was a simple question. What do you do in a relationship? What you mean? Because they're not used to even computing that question. They don't even think in that path.
What can you bring to the table?
I feel like I make my own money. I'm bossing up. Like, I got my own shit going on. That's what I can bring to the table. Plus, I'm a loving person. I'm going to take care of the household. I'm going to make sure
you're straight
in the house. Absolutely.
Do you suck good?
I do suck good. I won a sucking contest a few years ago.
Number one.
What? Like, what? What?
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. First of all, you're not going to speed past that like you didn't just say what you just said.
Wait a minute. What? Why would you say that on a public platform? You just sunk your chances of any decent man wanting to take you serious. Well, that's probably been over anyway.
I stand behind it. I guarantee it.